102.5, where you can listen on the radio. Log into the website at amazing1025fm.com or download the mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Joining me in the studio today is my sister advisor, Katina Risper from Wealth Development Strategies.
Good morning, listeners. How are you guys?
At the request of our listeners, today's topic will be discussing the importance of doing business with an African-American bank.
The recent police killings have sparked a controversial debate among the masses, and many are questioning what can be done collectively to bring awareness to the racial divide that has plagued our country. Hence, the Black Lives Matter movement was formed. That's not to say only Black Lives Matter, because we are of the belief that all lives matter. However, Blacks have been at a disadvantage for a long period of time. Many stories we've heard throughout the media would not get very much attention if it wasn't for the internet and other social media sites that can publish information to the masses in a matter of seconds.
You know, and most recently we learned in the media that there's been a surge of individuals opening new accounts at Black banks that has spiked significantly, and we decided to explore and find the benefits of banking with African American banks.
Yeah, Martin Luther King quoted, "We refuse to believe there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation." That's from Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. One of the great economic lessons Dr. King has for us all is this: the road to prosperity requires of us faith, struggle, sacrifice, and investment, particularly for the most vulnerable. He was right to recognize that these persistent divisions are a cancer in our society, undermining our democracy and weakening our economy. His message was that the injustices of the past were not inevitable, but he knew, too, that dreaming was not enough.
And then also there are some key principles to economic empowerment for Blacks to include, and those include education, attaining higher education for professional career development, being thrifty and reduce the debt to save and invest one's own money wisely. Home ownership and entrepreneurship and starting new businesses are also ways that we can empower ourselves. In the news lately, there has been notably high-profile entertainers that have made the decision to move their money to Black-owned banks. Over the past several weeks, the movement of hashtag BankBlack has grown, partly in response to the recent police shootings in Black men and boys, and there are celebrities spotlighting the movement, calling for unity and a focus on rebuilding Black communities dollar by dollar. There are similar campaigns that grew out of the Occupy movement 5 years ago to get money out of big corporate banks and into local banks. Millions of dollars were reportedly moved into communities as a result.
The Freedom Budget, created by economist Leon Kaiserling and the March on Washington organizer Bayard Rustin, along with many of the economic goals of the Civil Rights Movement, never came to pass, leaving a racial economic chasm that persists to this day. Today, the Freedom Budget remains startlingly relevant in emphasizing issues such as job creation, living wages, access to better health care, and wealth attainment, and access to acquire for all relevant and urgent problems that still impair our country. It can be seen in the last two terms as President Obama has sought to address some of these issues.
You know, really, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Absolutely.
And that's so unfortunate in our society today. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the importance of doing business with African American Bank. If our listeners would like a complimentary consultation, give us a call at 713-561-8110 and let Kathy know you heard us on Amazing 102.5. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. This is Colleen Banks and Katina Risper, and you're listening to Let's Talk Money, the program that's all about making you a financially independent woman. In our ongoing efforts to empower and educate our listening audience, today we would like to discuss the importance of doing business with an African American bank. I read that August is African American Business Month, so our in-studio guest today is Mr. John Scroggins, president of Unity National Bank. Welcome, Mr. Scroggins.
Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
So, Mr. Scroggins, can you tell us a little history of Unity National Bank?
Yes, I'll be happy to. I'm very proud of Unity. Unity was established in 1963, so that means we've been around for over 53 years. We were the first African-American owned bank that was chartered in 1963 with a national bank charter, and that's very, very important to us. And so we move on. I've been in the same community for a number of years, and as a result of that, we have established even another branch located out in the Missouri City area in Fort Bend County, very fast-growing community. We established that branch back in 1998, so that's where we are.
Okay. So you mentioned national charter. What does that mean?
It has a lot of importance that goes along with it. National charter means that Unity National Bank can do business anywhere in the United States of America. And that's very important because at some point I think we're going to want to expand. That's part of our long-term strategy. And certainly we would like to be in some of the other urban areas across our nation. For example, we'd like to be in the New York area, which would be very important, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and those areas like that, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. So that's what we plan to do.
Okay, so to have locations in those particular states?
Very important.
Very good.
Mr. Scroggins, tell us about the services that are provided at Unity National Bank.
Yes, I'll be happy to. Unity National Bank is African American owned, but we are a mainstream bank. That means that the myth that we don't have some of the products and services that the other banks have, it's not true. We have all of the mainstream products and services, from everything from a depository account. You can do online banking with us. We have an app that you can just download, and you can check your account balances. We have bill pay. We offer both personal and corporate credit cards. We have what is called the merchant card services. In other words, when you go into a store, you're trying to do business at a service station, when you swipe your card, those are merchant services. We provide that as well. Mm-hmm. And so we can really provide all of the services and products that you would have at any other bank. In addition to that, when you come to our institution, you meet a staff that is has a lot of experience, and I think you'll find that our institution will provide you with a user-friendly environment, and that you will receive folks that really show you that they want your business.
Okay, so you lend to local businesses, churches, and locally owned restaurants and small government entities?
We do. One of the missions that we had is to, and my lifelong dream as a longtime banker here, has been to make sure that we give those who have had the least opportunity to have access to capital. And that's so important to businesses that are, whether you are a startup business or whether you are a business in existence, you might need to buy equipment. Mm-hmm. You might need a working capital line. You might want to expand into doing another line of business. All of those things we can provide with loans of various types, whether it be a equipment loan, as I indicated, or working capital. The important thing that happens out there is the circulation of money. That's very, very important. When you bank with Unity, we put your dollars and your deposits right back out into the community. And when we do that, it helps those small businesses to thrive and be able to do some other things. In addition, it creates jobs.
Absolutely.
That is the end product of that. And so you can see we come full circuit. So when that happens, when you create jobs, those folks come back out and they spend those dollars that they have in disposable capital. And so it ends up being a circulation throughout our system. So that's what we're most proud of, is that we're there to serve the folks.
Absolutely. And that's rebuilding the community
dollar by dollar.
Yes, it is.
Now, one thing I didn't realize is that Unity also got into home mortgages as well as auto loans.
Yes. Yeah. We do retail banking as well, and there's nothing more important. It's been said, I'm pretty sure you've heard this before, that when someone purchases a home, it's probably the largest investment you're going to make. Right. And secondly, that if you purchase an automobile, and living here in the Houston area, you better have an automobile, because this is a commuter city.
Right.
That would be the second largest. That would be the second largest investment that you would make. We provide those type of loans. What Unity does is it partners with a couple other institutions, and we can provide those home loans for you that will be branded in our name. And we are proud to say we have that service and that product for you, because that's most important, to make sure that you have that. Also, with automobiles, we are very competitive. We're competitive. I know in today's market, some of the dealerships are very competitive, but we can match what they're doing out there, and so we provide that. So I want you to understand that we are a full service bank, that we not only do the commercial aspect and the commercial part of it, we do the retail, which is very important to us as well.
Absolutely, because that's what most of us use, the retail side of it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, especially about the rates being competitive, because that was going to be my next question. But as far as determining who qualifies for credit, what specific criteria does Unity Bank look for? I was talking to a colleague of mine who spent a significant amount of time in the investment banking industry as well as banking, and he talked about the 5 C's of credit. Yes. Can we get a little bit more into that, and can you explain what the 5 C's of credit are and how they are used in banking?
Yes, ma'am, I'd be happy to. The 5 C's of credit been around for a long, long time, and I can give you those 5 C's of credit. But I want to start off with the one that's most important of all, and I'll tell you why in just a few words. The first one that I use is character. It is so important that when you're dealing with someone, that you deal with them in good faith. Mm-hmm. The other one is capacity. That's another C that you use to determine whether or not a person is going to be able to pay you back once they borrow the money.
Right.
The third one is collateral. Collateral is something that you use only as a secondary source. If something were to happen, you're not able to pay back the loan, do you have a piece of collateral that you could liquidate or transform into the dollars to pay it back? The fourth one is condition. What are the economic conditions that exist at the time? Are we in a recession? How does that impact things? And the last one is credit worthiness. Credit worthiness is, how have you paid your bills before? Do you have a history of being good on keeping your promise to pay those bills back? But as I stated before, the one that I look to and I have always is character. Because if a person has the capacity to pay you back, but does not have the willingness to pay you back, then you won't do any good because they have the capacity. But if a person has character and they can't pay you back, they'll figure out a way to pay you back.
Right.
So
and
true.
Mr. Spragans, when you talk about character, a lot of people are of the belief that character is your credit. Okay. Now, someone could have good credit, but then, like you said, they could have lousy character. And then on the other hand, someone could have lousy credit, but then they could have great character. Certain things could be explained away, a husband had to take off and care for an ill spouse, and they only had one income coming in, and this person is prominent in the community. They've always been an upstanding citizen. They've looked out for others, but they just fell upon hard times. Right. I mean, how would something like that come into play when you're determining the credit worthiness of the borrower?
Right. We look at the, we don't just pull out one component of the five C's of credit and say your creditworthiness is dead because of something that happened. Because there are events that happen all the time in life, whether they're under your control or not. Mm-hmm. And we don't let that just determine. So we look at the whole picture of what the person is. And we end up doing that by looking at what you've done in the past. What were the conditions that caused you to be where you are, to maybe say fall on hard time. And we then put all those components together, and then at the end of the day, that character comes back. it comes back every time, and then we make the decision on that. So we don't just use your credit score, for example, to determine if it doesn't fit into the box. We're not a in-the-box type thing. Right. What we try to do is be a little creative. We do have to follow the fundamentals of credit, and everybody expects that. But if you're at some of the bigger institutions, if you don't fit in that box,
you're out.
You're out. So, but we look at the whole person.
Okay, and I just have one other question.
Sure.
When we talked about the five C's, you indicated character, conditions, collateral, capacity, and the fifth being credit worthiness. Another came to mind. What about capital? I mean, do you look to see, you know, is this individual coming to us for a loan? Or are we assuming 100% of the risk? Or how much has this person actually invested into growing their own business?
That's a very important part. And in my world, colloquially, we say, how much skin do you have in the game? Exactly, because it's very important that if you're coming to an institution and you want them to take 100% of the risk, you don't have very much in there. So if you don't have very much invested, it's very easy for you to walk away.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so we like for you to have, and that's very important point, but let's make sure that we're in this as a partnership, that you're in this too. I'll take most of the risk, but you got to put something in there too. And that speaks to, if you're asking me to come a certain distance, are you able to meet me a little bit of the way?
Absolutely.
And that's very important.
That's all we ask for, is just halfway.
Exactly.
All right. The month of September is dedicated to life insurance awareness. And next Friday at 11 a.m. on Let's Talk Money, we'll be focusing on life insurance awareness and the effects on children. If any of our listeners would like a complimentary consultation, give us a call at 713-561-8110 and let Kathy know you heard us on Amazing 102.5.
We'll answer any questions on today's topic when we come back. Give us a call at this station at 1-832-685-1025. That's 1-832-685-1025. We'll be right back to take your calls.
And we're back. This is Colleen Banks and Katina Risper from Wealth Development Strategies, and you're listening to Let's Talk Money. We want all of our ladies to be financially independent, and we're talking today about the importance of doing business with an African-American bank. We are joined today by Mr. John Scroggins, president of Unity National Bank. And we have a caller.
Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Yes, thanks for taking my call, and I'd know Mr. Scroggins, and proud of all the great work he's done in the community with Unity Bank. You all were talking earlier on the show, and I was listening about the just general plight of African Americans in general. And one of the problems is, you know, access to credit and money. And some may feel that community banks are not needed. In particular, African-American community banks are not needed. But it does appear that it's harder for, you know, small black businesses to get credit. I wanted to have Mr. Scroggins comment on, you know, what small businesses need to do to make themselves bankable. Very often, you know, we, as African Americans, are not brought up in a business, don't have a lot of background education when it comes to credit. But what is a banker looking for?
Yes, one of the things that I found in my long banking career that really would make the difference is that if you have had any experience in the business that you bring it to the table that you're trying to get some financing for, to make sure that you have a good business plan, a plan that says, this is what I've done, and this is what I'm going to do, and here's how I'm planning to get there. And one of the things that I do bring up is that we look to see how you have performed in the past. So some history, some good financial statements where I can look at them and analyze those and make sure that you have the capacity to repay what type of loan that you're looking for, and to once you do that, to make sure that we have structured that loan in such a way where it will be mutually good for both parties. Otherwise, I don't want to extend a loan to you that you have no chance of repaying back based on your financial disposition at the time. I want to look at your financial statements and determine, along with what you've done, to be able to see how you can repay that. So part of what we do is advise and structure in such a way to make sure your experience with our institution is a good one. The other thing is you do need to have had some capital, something that you can put into your loan request. In other words, have some skin in the game. And what I mean by that is that if you come to the table and ask me to extend a loan for you, what are you going to be able to provide me in the way of equity injection that you're going to put into it if it's a real estate type loan? Or if you have a working capital loan, do you have the receivables or the inventory that was necessary to be able to extend that credit out? See how, for example, the aging of that receivable you have. But overall, I like to look at your history, how long you've been in the business, what capital you bring to the table, and certainly what is your plan and your strategy that's laid out to see where you're going to go for the next 5 years, for example, and how you plan to get there. The bank will certainly look at all of those factors and try to make sure that we're in partnership together. We're there to help you, and we're there to work with you, and they're the structure, whatever financial situation you're in, to make it match up with the loan request. So that's basically okay. What we do.
Okay. If a business is looking at growing, do you and some of your bankers, like the old-time bankers, used to do sit down with maybe that newer business owner and possibly their CPA and counsel them on how they need to get their finances together so they can obtain a loan?
Yes, I'm from the old school of banking. I really believe in knowing your customer, knowing your prospective customer. What we want to do is have a face-to-face session with you and your CPA whereby we can understand where you're trying to go, how you're trying to get there, and what your present financial condition is. And so we like to meet in person. I'm a big believer in meeting in person and going through some things, because when you do that, you pick up a lot of things that you might not otherwise from just looking at numbers. You can pick up what the character of a person is by talking to them and how they've handled their business in the past. So, and I like to let them know what we provide at our institution is a template. A template that really lays out, here are the items that you're going to need to provide us with in order for us to be able to extend to you what you want in the form of a loan. And so that template will lay out all of the items that you need. And that's important, because before we can fully analyze, we need to have a complete package. And that will let us know exactly what we need to have with that template.
Okay. Thank you. That was very helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, caller. We really appreciate you calling in. All right. So, Mr. Scroggins, when you're last talking about some
pros, advantages of using banks, and we're going to get about to get into some pros and cons.
Yes, let me just start off by saying with our banking, for example, we have just two locations, and some would look at that as a disadvantage if you compare it to some of the bigger banks because they have a lot of locations all over town.
Right.
But in today's market, that's really not a disadvantage because most of what I'm seeing in the trend, at least with the millennials, I'll use that word, I've been trying to stay away from
right.
that, and the X generation, they use what is called electronic banking.
Yes, right.
They do. They do most of what they do. They don't come physically to a place. They like to go online, and they like the products and services that you can pull up on the web and say which direction to go, and they want to do it all from the phone. And so we certainly understand that, and I am so proud to say that Unity is moving towards where you can do online banking with us now, but we want to move to the stage where you can literally open up an account online or fill out and turn in a loan application online. I mean, that's main screen for us. We have in place some things now that, for example, and we don't need to have another bank to do that, another location. If you're one of our customers and you are out in a location not close to our bank, we have what we call remote capture. That is, if you want to make a deposit, you can just, we have a machine that we'll provide you with. You can take a picture of that check and send it to us, and that deposit is made, and you don't have to leave the confines of your own office to do that. That's high tech, and I'm proud to say that Unity has that product ready to go.
That's phenomenal.
So that's for your business, your business banking.
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of the business banking, and
awesome.
So we have that. So.
Awesome. What about ATMs? I mean, you know, occasionally, you know, people want to, you know, get some cash, and
mm-hmm.
So the how does ATMs work?
Yes. We have, as I indicated, just two locations. So obviously, we do have. ATMs at those two locations, but I'm pleased to give you some more information. We have an arrangement where we have a partnership.
Oh, good.
And we have over 55,000 ATMs that's accessible by our customers that you can use, and it's just like using a Unity
really?
ATM. Yes, and what I mean by that
that's
is,
awesome.
For example, if you are a customer of Unity and you went to an ATM that was not part of the Unity chain, you would, as you know, receive a surcharge
right.
you know, for using somebody else's
right.
Well, with what we have, the 55,000 across this nation, you can, and by the way, you just pull it up on your cell phone, and it tells you, well, the one that's closest to you, and you use that one, there's no surcharge. It's the same as you would be the same as using Unity ATM. That's one of the things that we've added here recently. That is a tremendous help to us.
Oh,
55,000, that's a lot of ATMs.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is. Because
yeah.
I know I can be accused
yeah.
of looking for that ATM and thinking, oh, okay, I can't go there
yeah,
or
exactly.
I can't go there.
Exactly.
So.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to take a break for just a moment. If any of our listeners would like a complimentary consultation, please give us a call at 713-561-8110 and let Kathy know you heard us on Amazing 102.5. And we'll answer any questions on today's topic when we come back. Give us a call here at the station also at 1-832-685-1025. That's 1-832-685-1025. And we'll be right back to take your calls. And we're back. This is Colleen Banks and Katina Risper from Wealth Development Strategies. And you're listening to Let's Talk Money. We want all of our ladies to be financially independent. And we're talking about the importance of doing business with African American banks. Our guest today is John Scroggins, president of Unity National Bank. And we've been talking about the importance of doing business with African American banks.
Mr. Scroggins, thank you for joining us in studio today. I mean, I have learned so much information, and I'm sure that, you know, everyone else is enjoying having this information because it's so helpful. But just one thing I wanted to touch on really quickly is what are some of the advantages to banking with an African-American bank?
There are many, actually. One is that that comes to mind immediately is that when you deal with an African-American bank, you're dealing with an institution that is steeped within the community, from the churches and from the involvement. Let's take Unity, for example. All of our management team is involved in the community. We don't just come to work in the community. We serve on boards, whether it's a church board or other nonprofits or charitable boards. We get involved with back-to-school projects where we fund events of that. We also hold several seminars during the year whereby we bring in folks and we touch topics such as reverse mortgages, SBA loans for business, small businesses. And we also talk about financial literacy. That is so important.
That's awesome.
And so we do all those things. So the advantage is that you are with an institution that's steeped in the community, that works in the community, that cares about the community. So you're going to get the best of what we have to offer.
And socially responsible as well.
Yes.
Okay. Now talk a little bit about the disadvantages. I know one that we came up with was locations.
Yeah, one that we came up with, as you said, with locations, because we don't have the same number of branch locations, for example. But again, that's mitigated by the fact that you can do online banking with us. And as well as doing that, you can, I would say, be able to do all of the things that you can do at the larger banks. And what we've done is to make sure that you're able to do that, I think I mentioned to you that we have over 55,000 ATM partnership that we're involved with, and that's a network all over the nation. So no matter where you are within these United States, if you want to use a product that where you're not going to receive a surcharge, you're going to be able to do it because of Unity Bank's network that they have out there. So that's a big advantage to the fact that we don't have as many locations physically as someone else.
Now, one of the things we talked about kind of off air was the expansion, you know, Unity wanting to expand in other states, other cities. Mm-hmm. So how's that coming? What's the time expansion, time for that?
Let me talk with it about the time expansion for that as in two parts. One is our short-term goal.
Okay.
And to our long-term goal. Our short-term goal, within the next 3 months, at least before the end of the year, you'll be able to do open deposits online as well as do loan applications online. That is going to be a cutting-edge technology. That means that you can be any place in the United States of America, and if you want to open a deposit at Unity, you'll be able to do that. So we'll have that in place shortly. A longer-term goal, which should happen within the next year or so, that's the plan right now. We plan to be in some other urban areas within our state for sure. The Dallas Metroplex, for example, the Austin, San Antonio. So we certainly plan to do that within the next year. We plan to do it in the form of branches or what we call loan production offices. At least we will be there to take your loan request and a depository way to do it as well. So our short-term goal, as I said, is to make sure you're able to open deposits online as well as take loan application. That will happen in the next 3 to 4 months. And then within a year, we hope to say that we've been able to expand to other urban areas.
Yeah, that's awesome. Growth is always a good thing,
yes.
And I'm very excited to hear Unity is growing, not just in the Houston area, but looking outside the boundaries. Great.
Mr. Scroggins, my last question. Relationship banking. Where is Unity with relationship banking?
Unity is on the cutting edge of relationship banking, and I am so pleased to tell you this morning that we are able to bring to bear to all our customers all of the products and services, but we can do loans of sizes that are unheard of for a small bank because of our relationship with other banks. and I don't think they'll mind me talking about them. We have great partnerships with Amity Bank and Cadence Bank right here in the Houston area that are willing to stand with us and make sure that we can deliver those products and services to all our customers. And what I like about it is that we've been working together with these institutions for years now. And the partnership is there. It's going to go forward. And these are the type of relationships that we want to have so we can make sure that our products and services are brought to bear on a first-class basis. And we are going to be able to do that because of those big relationships that we have with those institutions.
You know, one of the things that I know a challenge that we have in our business sometimes is, you know, because people don't take out checking. They take out checking accounts, but they don't take checks.
Yes.
They don't use checks. But a lot of times what we have, our services that we provide, you know, a person would need a check,
yes,
a voided check or something on a bank letterhead that says, you know, this is Colleen Banks. I bank with this bank, my routing number, my account number. How easy is it for us to get that type of information from Unity?
Very easy. I mean, you can go online now and get that information on how to do that. But we have in-house a very experienced staff. You can call in and the phone will be answered and they'll direct you to the right person from I'll give her name out. She's been outstanding for our institution, Miss Kathy Jones. She works with all our customer services, and she does a fabulous job. She knows our products and services, and if there's something that she can't answer, we'll get the answer and get back to our customers pretty quickly. So that information is readily available from our institution.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Awesome.
Well, Mr. Scroggins, any final thoughts you have you want to leave with us today on Unity Bank or you know, just banking in general?
Yes, banking in general is so important to our society today. It's the cornerstone of our capitalistic society. And I want to let everyone know that Unity Bank is up to the challenge. We have the products and services. We are competitive. And we do it a little bit better because we do it being user-friendly with a professional touch.
All right.
Perfect.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here on Let's Talk Money.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And you've been listening to Let's Talk Money with Colleen Banks and Katina Risper today. And don't forget to join us at our new time slot on Fridays at 11 a.m. That's 11 a.m. And so next week we'll be focusing on Life Insurance Awareness Month. If you would like a complimentary consultation, please feel free to call us at 713-561-8110 and let Kathy know you heard us on Amazing 102.5. See you next week.